Hello, RJ Bailey here. You probably know me as RJ Bailey here. Hope you're doing well. This is just an off-the-cuff intro to Old X, the new Old X. What season are we on? Is this season 6 or season 5? Let's go to my playlists on YouTube, on the Old X YouTube. Series 6 now, or season 6, I suppose. Being British, I was brought up on things being series, not seasons. But now the season format's come over here. And I didn't even think about naming things as seasons instead of series. Anyway, we're about to embark upon Series 6. Chaos Space Marines. 4th edition codex. Excited to do something else. Not that I didn't have a great time with Tyranids, 4th edition, but I'm very excited to get cracking on a different subject matter within the 41st millennium. First things first, I want to say a big thank you to Old Hammer Fiction Podcast. Butchered your name there, sorry. How's that for ungrateful? Old Hammer Fiction Podcast. Who gave me a shout out at the end of what is currently their most recent episode, episode 42, Conrad Part 3. So thank you so much for the very kind words there, Lewis. Really appreciate it. And as a result, one of your listeners contacted me, gave me some very nice words. I hope you didn't hear that burp. Apologies if you did. I am exhausted. I'm in the middle of a huge workload and moving house. I'm not re-editing this. But thank you so much to Lewis. And also, one of your listeners came over to me, sent me an email, and said that they were going to send me some codices. So thank you so much to Dave as well, a good listener of the Old Hammer Fiction Podcast. Thank you. I'll get back to your email, Dave. Don't worry. It's just quite a long one. So I want to give it my due time. And it's due time even. And I don't have much time at the moment. So I apologize for the delay in responding. Anyway, the reason I'm asking the following question is because it's a bit different. You might notice the format of the podcast. Let me try that again. The reason I'm doing this introduction is to ask a question about a slight difference in the format of the podcast. Basically, I narrate old codexes, hence Old X. It started out with just doing the fiction and the lore. Little just 5-minute vignettes that I had time to do. You'll notice that the earlier codices I've done, like Necrons, were considerably sparser, lighter affairs, as I did not do any rule stuff. However, I've been thinking. Firstly, I noticed that a lot of... I was just doing fiction as well, not even like, why should he collect this army? A non-universe history... history of this, you know, out of universe, real world history of, say, the Necrons. That wasn't in there. That's something I should go back and fix, and I will do that one day because I think that's more essential. But what I was noticing was lore for older publications, older rules publications, it's kind of bound into the rules in a lot of ways. So say the function of weapons, how weapons are used, defensive technology, things like that. They were bound into the rules section. In some respects, certainly with the older stuff, I think like with 3rd edition, kind of like indivisible from the rules, that they were so closely bound together, so closely entwined. The law delivered, in some points, the rules of, say, a certain piece of war gear, for example. Now, Tyranids, the codex I've just done, fourth edition, was the most comprehensive narration of a codex I've done so far. One of the reasons is I thought, well, there's a lore to be had in this section. I think that this Tyranid weapons obviously function in a very different way to a lot of other 40k weapons, which are more conventional science fiction armaments. So I thought that, you know, if we're doing the lore, the old lore, then I probably should include that, I thought. And I had an attitude of better safe than sorry. Maybe pop the lore in there, pop the rules in there, sorry, rather than not have them in it be less complete and then regret not including them in there. I'm a terrible completionist, to be honest. That's why open world video games destroy my time. I have to go and collect everything in medieval England in Assassin's Creed Valhalla or something. So there is the completionist part of it, which makes me think maybe I should be including all of that stuff as well. But also, I've been more... my day job is as an audiobook narrator and producer and a voice actor in other things like video games. But currently, my bread and butter, my main source of income is narrating audiobooks. And I've been having discussions on various podcasts that I've been invited on to talking about audiobooks in general recently, quite a spate of them. And part of me, well, no, not a part. I mean, one of the reasons I think audiobooks are so good is that it allows people to read who might be visually impaired or have other neurological differences or other reasons why they might not be able to read the written word. It allows people to read Dracula or The War of the Worlds if they are not literally able to read it. So, you know, read the word. It allows them to read it through their ears, so to speak. Now, as I've been thinking more of not just audiobooks as a preference, but often a necessity for differently abled people, I've thought, should I include just everything for the demographic of listeners who are differently abled? Because it's all there for them then. Like, they can skip over the content. I like, you know, reading the rules and just seeing how certain rules functioned in old codexes. Not because I'm interested in the lore of it so much as the mechanics of what the game was back then. And I feel like if I include all the rules and stuff and the stats, that allows me to make absolutely everything available. Like, it's not just, here are the parts of the codex I have picked out for you, blind person, to read. Here are the parts I've, you know, that I think you know, probably going to benefit you. If I make absolutely everything available, that allows someone who is, say, blind to decide for themselves if something is worth their time. It's not on me to decide what is worth reading for anyone of any ability. But I feel like, in a way, perhaps I'm doing that with old X if I don't also read all, you know, narrate all of the rules, stats, etc. Like, if someone who was differently abled did want to know those things, well, they couldn't, or they'd have to go about it a different way. So that's part of the reason why I've shifted format for the last codex. But I would like to know your thoughts also. Is it just bad content? Like, should I not do that? I suppose part of me is like, where are my priorities even with this podcast? Is it as, you know, just about the law? Am I just the law? Is that what I'm doing? Or is it, do I want to make accessibility of this content more of a larger element of what I'm doing here? I'm not sure, because by the same token, it would be great for that content to be available for differently abled people. There is also me, who, it's not wrong of me to want to pick what the artistic focus is for this audio that I am making, this product. So, yeah, I just want to know what your thoughts are. Now, looking at the stats of the last episode, the Tyranid Army list, that is the most rules-dense one. And it might not be everyone's cup of tea. And it probably wouldn't be my cup of tea. In the same way that I've also, tried to narrate lists, like graphics, like flowcharts and army organization, because that is a law presented in a different way, and that's kind of what I'm doing here. But so I have to find a way to verbalize that. Hard as it may be, at least I've had a go. But is this just bad content? Like, is this crap just to have... Would you rather just me go through the Tyranid Army list, for example, and just read the law components? And even if there is law to certain special rules, such as it talks about the way a certain tyrannid creature behaves and therefore how that is represented in the rules, and you've learned about the behavior of a certain tyrannid organism, do I get rid of that? Do you want to know the strength of guns, for example, you know, the weapon stats or the stats of the creatures themselves? Because that represents an element of the law. We're not playing with counters here. We're not playing with just little tokens moving them around. These are models that represent a fiction. And I feel like, you know, by being able to compare, right, well, that certain weapon is a strength 10 and that certain weapon is a strength 5, that tells you about the hierarchy of those weapons. That tells you that information, lore information about how powerful those guns are, and that is the rules representing the lore in such a way, in a numerical value. But let me know if you like this. Leave a message on the YouTube page, please, or tweet me at RJ Bailey, or you can even get me at my email, robertjbailey@gmail.com. Links are in the show description, etc. Whether or not I should just go back to the older style of simply doing the pure law and not doing anything that involves the rules and things like that. Because looking back, the Tyranid Army list, which is the most rules-dense thing that I've done, when it comes to narration on Oldex, it's doing quite a lot better than other podcasts that I've put out, other episodes. Now, I don't know if that is because the sheer length of it. It's the longest Oldex episode I've ever done. It's over an hour long. You know, I've done 5-minute episodes. For the longest time, the typical episode would be 5 minutes, 3 minutes, 7 minutes. You know, sometimes I felt like the intro and the outro to Oldex was as long as the actual content of the episode. So I don't know whether or not that popularity, the numbers of listeners being quite a lot more than other podcasts that I've done, other podcast episodes that I've done, if that's a reflection that people like this content that I'm producing. When I was making it, I kind of felt like this is kind of like the shipping forecast in a way, and how people would listen to the shipping forecast purely as a kind of relaxing, meditative, kind of like ASMR way of interpreting the content and consuming the content? Or is it purely because it's very long and people are like, oh, a long one. Good, I'll get my teeth stuck into that. Yes, I would love it if you let me know if you want me to do the older way of it, where it was more focused purely on lore, or do you want me to do stat, you know, more stat stuff? I suppose the Eldar Codex, third edition, where that was kind of coming in, or do you want me to go like really comprehensive on things, like I did with the Tyranid fourth edition Codex? Let me know. And without further ado, let's get stuck into Codex Chaos Space Marines, 4th edition. Oldex. Codex Chaos Space Marines, 4th. Oh, I've just said that. Introduction and Let the Galaxy Burn. Written by Gav Thorpe and Alessio Cavatori. Pages 3 and 4. Narrated by R.J. Bailey. With great thanks to Alistair for donating this copy of Codex Chaos Space Marines. Introduction. Welcome, favored of the gods, to Codex Chaos Space Marines, your definitive guide to collecting, painting, and playing with a Chaos Space Marines army in the Warhammer 40,000 tabletop game. The Warhammer 40,000 game. The Warhammer 40,000 rulebook contains the rules you need to fight battles with your Citadel miniatures in the war-torn universe of the 41st millennium. Every army has its own codex book that works with these rules and allows you to turn your collection of miniatures into an organized force ready for battle. This particular codex details everything you need to know about the Chaos Space Marines, and allows you to use them in your games of Warhammer 40,000. Why collect Chaos Space Marines? Space Marines are amongst the most powerful warriors of the 41st millennium. They are not human, but gene-enhanced superhumans, armed with the mighty bolter and protected by suits of power armor. Though few in number, each is a formidable warrior the equal of a score of mortal men, and is able to call upon a fearsome array of weapons, equipment, and vehicles. The Chaos Space Marines are Space Marines who have forsaken their oaths of loyalty in order to dedicate themselves to piracy, bloodshed, and glory. They have sworn themselves to the Dark Gods in exchange for power and immortality. How this codex works. This codex is split into 4 main sections that deal with different aspects of the army. Chaos Space Marines. The first section introduces the Chaos Space Marines and their part in the Warhammer 40,000 universe. It includes details of their bloodthirsty ambitions and their life as roving warbands, the infamous events of the Horus Heresy, as well as information and color schemes for many traitor legions and renegade space marines. Forces of Chaos. Each character, troop type, and vehicle in the Chaos Space Marines army is examined in this section. Firstly, you will find a full description of the unit, detailing its place within the army and the Warhammer 40,000 universe as a whole. Secondly, you will find complete rules for the unit and details for any unique powers they possess or specialist war gear they carry into battle. Glory to Chaos. This section contains photographs of the Citadel miniatures available for your Chaos Space Marines army, gloriously painted by Games Workshop's famous Heavy Metal team. Markings for the various troop types and vehicles are also included, as well as guides for many different color schemes and painting techniques. Chaos Space Marines Army List. The army list at the end of this codex takes all the units presented in the Forces of Chaos section and arranges them so that you can choose an army for your games of Warhammer 40,000. A force organization chart categorizes the units you can pick into HQ, elites, troops, fast attack, and heavy support choices. Each unit type also has a points value to help you pit your force against an opponent's in a fair battle. Find out more. While Codex Space Marines contains everything you need to play a game with your army, there are always more tactics to use, different battles to fight, and painting ideas to try out. Our monthly magazine, White Dwarf, contains articles about all aspects of the Warhammer 40,000 game and hobby, and you can also find articles specific to Chaos Space Marines on our website, www.games-workshop.com. Let the galaxy burn. A deadly canker lurks within the Imperium. In the roiling depths of the Eye of Terror, amidst the shadowy gas clouds of the Maelstrom, upon darkened moons and dead worlds lie the menacing strongholds and hidden fleets of the Chaos Space Marines. From these lairs, the bloodthirsty hordes of Chaos launch their attacks against the realm of the Emperor of Mankind. Once proud and majestic warriors, armored with faith and armed with righteousness, the Chaos Space Marines are now bitter, selfish champions of dark, hungry gods, with no cause other than personal ambition and the increase of their own power. Where formerly they cleansed the galaxy with holy bolter and purifying flamer, the Chaos Space Marines are now a vile threat to everything the Emperor strived to build. They are traitorous warlords, intent upon looting, domination, and bloodshed. The most loathsome Chaos Space Marines care nothing for loyalty or honor, sacrifice or obligation, for they have bargained away their lives and souls to the Chaos Gods, discarding their oaths of allegiance to the Emperor for material power, sensual freedom, and the chance for demonic immortality. The Chaos Space Marines are a foe to be greatly feared, as they possess not only the superhuman abilities and devastating weaponry of the Space Marines, they have also gained power from their unholy pacts with the gods of Chaos, and have access to arcane machines and arsenals that go far beyond the knowledge of the Adeptus Mechanicus. Chaos Space Marines consort with the servants of the Chaos Gods, gathering demonic energy for their sorceries and summoning demons to aid them in battle. For 10,000 years, traitor legions and renegade chapters have ransacked and razed the worlds of the Emperor, and all knowledge of their slaughter and conquest has been ruthlessly expunged from history by the Inquisition, lest awareness of their existence serve to tempt others to the service of Chaos. For 10 millennia, the Long War has raged unseen and unheard by the masses of the Imperium as loyalists and rebels violently clash over nothing less than the future of humanity itself. Across dozens of worlds, as the banners of traitors are held high and the galaxy burns, a single shout of defiance echoes across the Imperium. Death to the false Emperor! You have been listening to Oldex, Codex Chaos Space Marines, 4th edition. Introduction and Let the Galaxy Burn, written by Gav Thorpe and Alessio Cavatori. Pages 3 and 4. Narrated by R.J. Bailey. With great thanks to Alistair for donating this copy of Codex Chaos Space Marines. Thank you to Gav Thorpe and Alessio Cavatori for writing the fiction I grew up with. If you've enjoyed this, please leave a review where you found it, or like, share, and subscribe on YouTube, depending how you're listening. This production, like all of Oldex, is entirely unofficial and uncommercial. From an out-of-print publication, is a derivative work with all copyrights owned by Games Workshop, and is a celebration of the hobby and lore I grew up with. If you have suggestions for other old Codex fiction for me to narrate on this podcast, you can comment, contact me on Twitter at rjbailey, or email robertjbailey@gmail.com. Links are in the show description.